those headlines. Well, $22 billion, that's how much needs to be spent to bring Australia's regional roads up to a safe and adequate standard. At least that's according to the Australian Local Government Association. Now, it's presented its State of the Assets report at the National Press Club in Canberra yesterday, showing local road and bridge assets are deteriorating at a rate that poses safety risks and inhibits productivity. Well, Grain Producers Australia says the network is vital for porting much of the nation's grain, and it needs critical investment. Mark Schilling is a grain producer on the York Peninsula. He's also the Southern Director of Grain Producers Australia, and he reckons it's time for governments to think outside the box when it comes to fixing country roads because it's costing farmers and communities.
I'm going to put it in simple terms. It's a no-brainer. If we can't get our produce from paddock to the wharf in reasonable time without breaking our trucks or vehicles, it's like anything. We need roads. It's the veins that pump the blood through our society. And, you know, school buses use them. Everyone uses a road. And yet it's probably one of the least asset that we spend a bit of time on. Yes, we can bang on that we spend lots and lots of money on it. At the end of the day, you know, country roads are quite important for the country communities because if they're not in good shape, well, people aren't going to use them and people aren't going to travel around on them. And, you know, we're seeing a degrade. There's just not the money spent back in the local government to put into country roads. Yet we produce, you know, on average, I think if you look at every council district, between, you know, 30 and 40% of the rates are paid by the agriculture communities. Now, when you put that in terms, look, I don't get a streetlight, I don't get a footpath, I don't get septic. I've got to pay for my rubbish removal if I've got access to one bin. So, you know, the advantages of living in a town compared to out on a farm, it just doesn't make sense. And yet my rates, I've got to pay every bit of land has a rate attached to it. And I don't know, I think we're around about that 50K a year now in our rates and taxes.
And if the road in and out is in poor nick, I mean, this is obviously going to be adding costs in terms of wear and tear, fuel costs to what you're doing when, the cost of everything is already quite high.
Yeah, look, you know, I did... 2 years ago, I imported a road dragger, which I got a permit from the local council to grade my section of road. And I did that for 12 months. My road was fantastic because I was grading it on time when it needed to be done, not dry, but when it was wet, put, you know, gravel back in the potholes, rolled it in. And we did another little thing and put magnets on the blades. I never had a puncture for 12 months. And then as soon as I stopped doing that program, you know, every time I grade the roads, I get a puncture. Now, these are the things that cost us money and time. It's probably not so much the money, it's the time to actually, you know, change a truck tire, put another truck tire on because you're at a deadline. You know, it's these simple things that you know, we need to actually look outside the box how we're going to maintain these country roads. Now, we can't keep doing the same thing because it's, you know, people call that insanity. And that's what I say right now is that, why aren't we actually looking at different avenues to grade or maintain our country roads? And, I've got a meeting at the end of this week with our local government to ask the same question because we've got potholes that you could drop a Coke can in them. Now, that's not safe.
Yeah, and that was to my next point, is that it is a safety issue.
Oh, absolutely. Like school bus routes, you know, our next generation is driving on these roads that, you know, the school bus has to slow down on a road because the potholes, you know, and they've got to manoeuvre the potholes so they don't actually damage the bus. I had another instance where a farmer was driving home the other night, and he had to stop and pull off on the side of the road because a car coming the other way went through a puddle, and this puddle was wasn't puddle, it was a lake on the road. And if he'd had kept going, they would have had it. Well, he had a near miss, right? I call it a near miss. Now, is that it? We're not a third world country. This is Australia. You know, we've got to come up with a different way of managing our country roads. It's a huge issue. And, you know, when I look at this report that's come out by the local government association, you know, they're saying 10% of our assets are poor. Now, we shouldn't have anything that's poor. You know, we should actually be, you know, fair to good in most of our assets. And I just don't know whether we've got our priorities right. And I question our local governments, whether they've got their priorities right. You know, is it a footpath or a country road? What's probably the priority here? So, you know, that's what I question.
That's Grain Producers Australia's Southern Director and York Peninsula farmer Mark Schilling.